1-800-736-4CA.
Now, as you know, I guess filling in for John McKenzie over the last couple of weeks during May, I've been very keen to cover this issue of youth crime from all possible angles and, you know, from university academics to the police union to the opposition. I've tried to get the Labor government on. Unfortunately, they've declined repeated requests to have a chat. But anyway, we'll keep trying. But someone else I think that is missing from this discussion that you don't often hear from are the teenagers themselves. So we're very, very grateful now for a couple of minutes with a young man. He's 17 years old. His name is Rocky. I understand he has been in and out of Cleveland Youth Detention Center, but he is on the path of turning his life around. We understand he's on the phone now. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning.
G'day, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. Look, Rocky, if you can, just tell us a little bit about your story. You're here in Cairns. What kind of strife have you found yourself in over the years?
Tough, but I was stealing cars back then, like when I was young, like young and dumb. I was like 11 years old in and out of juvie. Like, it's really tough back then when I was like growing up, didn't grow up with no dad. And like in the, where we've been, like, it's, when we're locked up, it's like a boarding school, but like they, it's not like it, but like they treat you with violence, like change you, like it just changed me, like, and like, you know, like Cairns, like basically, like when I grew up, my life, I only grew up with me and my brothers and mom, and like we never had food and that, like we used to like steal for feed, and like, but it made me how who I am right now. But like, I thank God that I'm still here and like still flowing and learning.
And tell us, just come a little bit, just keep, if you can keep the phone, just the mobile reception's a little bit dodgy, so Rocky, if you can just keep the phone sort of close to where you're talking. Us then, Rocky, as you said, obviously a fairly tough upbringing. When you're 11 or 12, you were getting into strife, you said there you were stealing cars and whatever. I mean, how did you get into that? Were there older kids influencing you to do that? How did you first get involved in some of that crime?
I just basically, like, it happened just like, it just happened like that. Like, I moved to the wrong area, suburb, and then I met the wrong crew, and then I got into that crew, but that crew's my family, and like, they never left me hanging, so I was like with those crew till till this day, they're still here, yeah.
And I think we can hear Perry Conti in the background there.
That's my big sister just helped me.
That's your big sister.
Because
I know that Perry is helping you out as well. So that's fantastic. Tell us, Rocky, if you can, what about Cleveland? I mean, what's the reality? What's it like in there? Is it, you know, people say, it's a bit of a holiday camp. What's it actually like, mate?
It's a disaster. And they're like, you got staff getting assaulted every day because of what they're doing. And like, they're treating us kids with like, no respect, no love, nothing, like, we're just something, but, like, it's like a military base in Cleveland, like, you get told what to do, you have to do it, if you don't do it, you get consequences, and you're not allowed to see your family when you're, like, supposed to or have to, you got 23 hours in your cell, 1 hour yard time, if you're lucky, but basically, mainly, like, 10 minutes phone call and back into your cell, but I just got out from there, like, finished doing 9 months, but I was like, fuck, and then, sorry, my bad. I just hate that. I hate Cleveland. I hate juvie. I hate the law. But yeah.
It's not really a deterrent though, is it, Cleveland? Like, do people know?
Like, you got staff swearing us just because, like, we're trying to make jokes to them, but then they're taking it as a joke. They're taking it serious about it, just swear us back, bang, slam us, code us. They don't treat us like how we're supposed to get treated. They saying we respect them, they respect us back, but we respecting them, they're not doing it back.
And when you're sort of, I guess, when you were stealing cars or, you know, your family and mates are doing the same, I mean, do you sort of, in that moment, do you have any thought for the victims that you're stealing the cars from?
At the time, I would say I got no remorse, but I'll think about all that, like, few days later after, and then like when I'm in the pen or something, when I'm come down to the crunch. But I'm starting to switch on. Like I switched on after I done my time now. Like I'm not stealing no more. Like trying to tell my brothers not to follow my same footsteps.
What has sort of helped you? What sort of helped you make you, change your path now?
Like, big sis, and I set some couple of goals, and Annie Perry helped me through some tough. And and just doing myself and thinking about my families. But I'm not doing that much of trouble as I used to. But yeah, I'm doing good.
Doing good.
But
all
even
right.
This is not the place where any of us should be going into.
It's not going to turn people around, is it? Like being in Cleveland, there's no rehabilitation. There's not a lot of support. Like it's not going to help you turn your life around, is it, being in Cleveland?
No, exactly. Like it's not. Yeah, fuck.
If you just watch the language there, if possible. Apologies to listeners for some of that language. Rocky, what are your mates? So, you probably got mates or, family, friends who are still involved in sort of some dodgy behavior. What's sort of your message for them? What's your message for them?
My message is just stay off, stay off trouble, get a new friends, and make better things and choices that will set you right in your goal in life.
What would you like to see the government do, Rocky? Is there anything else that the government can do to help kids not get into trouble in the first place?
More activities out in the community, like more support, more actually doing than saying, like actually doing like all these activities that you're like, that'll be good. Programs make us do things that we want to do, like gymnasts and all that stuff.
Is it hard to replace, though, like obviously the adrenaline rush, Rocky, like the thrill of, I guess, stealing a car or whatever. Is it hard to replace that thrill and adrenaline with, a normal activity?
Since I've been out now 6 months, like I haven't stolen cars since I've been out. Like I've been like switching on lately, but I'm trying to like not jump in cars and shit. But I feel like when I jump in cars, I feel like in that time I feel invincible, unstoppable. Like if I'm behind the wheels, like I know I got their lives in my hands, but like I'll just feel invincible, untouchable. Like I'll know what I'm doing, but. After that, I think in my head, I could have done this, I could have done that.
Exactly, because there have obviously been some tragedies. Like further south, there was a 13-year-old that's been arrested for driving a car that killed three young women who were driving on the road at the same time. I mean, yeah, it's obviously very, very scary potential, isn't it? If you're, if you're effectively a kid.
Yeah.
What was sort of the earliest age, if you can look back, Rocky, what was some of the earliest age that you were stealing cars and potentially driving them?
Just before I went in, after I'd done an armed robbery. Just 15 going on to 16,
Say, yeah. And you're turning your life around now? You're trying to work towards some literacy skills, I understand.
Yeah. Getting there, yep.
Getting there, good work. And hoping to get a job as well?
Yeah, and showing my siblings like better example.
Good work. All right. Well, it's a tough road. I know. Finally, before you go, what about, substance abuse and drugs or booze? Is that something that kids quite young are getting into, which also gets them into trouble? Like how widespread is, and what type of...
Yeah, you're right. Nowadays you got these little kids out here like trying to do that stuff, and it's making them fall back and stealing cars and stuff too, like trying to do what we used to do, and like it's going into the same cycle. But I try to tell them too, like don't do that, like it's just a waste of a time.
Well, you can be a real role model now. What about social media as well? You know, like did you used to post stuff bragging on socials?
Nah, I'll never. My little brothers and that dude have eyes on none. Not me.
All right. Well, Rocky, we appreciate you talking to us, mate. It's fantastic to share your perspective and your story as well. So we might stay in touch with you if we can, just to check in on you, make sure that you're, you know, you're
yeah.
whether you help you get a job or something like that. That'd be great.
Thank you for have this opportunity to talk to me about this. And if I had more time or space and in a quiet room, I would have told you more about my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that.
No, that's great. All right, Rocky. Well, best of luck, mate, and let's stay in touch, eh?
Yep, thank you.
There you go, Rocky. He's a 17-year-old here in Cairns, sharing his story. As he said, they're stealing cars quite young, comes from a fairly broken home, but, you know, in and out of Cleveland. He's spent 9 months in Cleveland Youth Detention Center, and, you know, we don't often get to hear perspectives like that, do we? We have so many of us as adults in different fields talking about what's gone wrong with this generation and what's happening with the youth crime crisis. But I think it's, you know, it's valuable. It's important to hear from the actual kids themselves who are, you know, admitting that they have stolen cars. He said he's been in and out of Cleveland. I think it's really, really important to have that in the discussion as well. Find out what on earth can be done to try and turn these kids around. It seems in Rocky's case, at least, you could hear his sister there helping him with that interview in the background. He's obviously got a strong sort of sister in his life, which is amazing. But it's certainly not easy, that is for sure. So we appreciate Rocky and his sister, as well as Perry Conti, who put us in touch with Rocky. Perry, of course, has that sort of housing facility there, trying to help out some of these kids who are trying to turn their life around.